My goodness, have we had a reaction to something on WhatsApp on 087 110 207. Una, do you remember during Truth and Trash, we were talking about trolls? Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, Donal's fact, yeah. About the female trolls.
Yeah, so let's just have a listen to what you said and just kept going with
which
it.
Which literally means it's raining female trolls.
Yeah, female trolls.
Female trolls?
Female trolls.
Oh my God, that's the patriarchal society now again. Why does it have to be female trolls?
All right,
I can't remember male trolls.
Yeah, but if you said it was raining male trolls, you'd be like, oh yeah, it's always the male trolls coming
no,
at
no,
you.
No, I wouldn't.
Where are the female trolls?
What about the... trolls, it's raining trolls, but then, like, you know, putting female with the trolls, so you ought to get a, you know, get a vision in your head of a female who's a mean, nasty troll. Do you know what I mean? I just don't like it.
Oh, wow.
No, like a female troll is usually nice.
What?
Yeah. they don't tend to eat children.
If you called me a troll,
really hungry,
I would be insulted.
Wow, you literally went off on one.
Not really, I'm just sticking up for the female of the species. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Mike Andrada says, all right, Karen, you went off a bit there on the trolls.
Oh, wow. Mike,
answer me this, Mike.
Oh. Mr. Mansplainer Mike. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Why does Karen... yeah, have to be a girl. Why does the face of complaining and nagging and entitlement have to be a woman when the male keyboard warriors do be sitting down throwing shade and leaving mean reviews on Yelp? So
yeah, all right.
I want justice. I demand justice for all the women named Karen who never once asked to be immortalized as a massive pain in the hoop, but that's what's happened to them because the patriarchy decided that when a woman uses her statutory right to complain, if she's not happy with whatever service or good she's received, she's been branded a Karen, which is basically a metaphor for a stroppy, moany yoke,
yeah.
Isn't it? So when a woman complains, yeah, she's being difficult. But when a man complains, he's taking charge. When women complain, ooh, classic Karen. When men moan, oh, he's a visionary, a leader. Like, that's a load of BS. I am here to free the Karens, right? I want to give back power to the Karens, to the ladies. I want to swap Karen for a male name. And I'm open to all suggestions, right? Because men throw tantrums too. But when they do, it's called being a man and being assertive and it all gets rebranded as passion while poor Karen just wanted her latte fixed. And look what happened. Do you know what I mean? Why should Karens have to take the fall for bad behaviour? Let's suck it to the man. Do you know what I mean? Let the man take... Who's going to sign my petition, Cooper? Will you sign my petition, Justice for Karen? Where are all the male Karens? And what are we going to name them? So, how'd you like that, Mike?
I have never, ever heard you sound more like a Karen in my life. Is that
Oh my God! No!
You literally just described a Karen as a Karen.
I did not describe a Karen as a Karen. I am trying to bring justice for Karen. Why should...
She's off again!
No, but why should,
oh,
Karen be, why should Karen be a girl? Like,
why?
It just enrages me. Why can't we swap it for a man?
Lads don't complain. We just get on with life.
Look, don't complain. Yeah, you're the biggest complainer I've ever met in my life.
You might say that.
Yeah. So,
you know, water off a duck's back.
Okay, so can we please, if a man wants the Karen, what's a man version? Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
What are we going to call him?
We'll amuse you.
Like, you swap Karen for Kevin.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
All right,
sorry, Kevin. I'm not saying it's Kevin, but like, why was it given a Karen name?
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm not going to tell you to calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
087 110 207. Okay, so we need a male name for Karen, because Karen over there is looking for one.
I swear to God, stop it.
This is iRadio, it's Cooper and Karen. We are trying to find, or you're trying to find, so it doesn't bother me, I'm not bothered about it because I'm not a Karen. We're trying to find a male name for Karen because you think it's unfair that all the ladies are getting the blame for stuff, don't
100%,
you?
100%, yeah.
She goes again. All right, so you had a good rant. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Yeah, lots of WhatsApps coming in on 087 110 207.
You've just proved his point. You're definitely a Karen today, all right?
See, there he is. More patriarchal stuff going on here.
Are you Googling words to say on the radio right now?
No.
Okay.
Is Una there going through the menopause?
Oh! What happened to the sisterhood? Thanks for the support. And it's not called the menopause anymore. It's called the freedom pause or the power pause. Look it up.
Is it?
In my head. It should be.
Oh, Kerry.
Yeah. The male equivalent should be a Malcolm, because they are all moaners.
There we go. Malcolms are moaners, according to that.
Yeah, Sinead in Leitrim says it has to be Morris.
Morris?
Morris.
Instead of a Karen?
Yeah.
Okay, Morris having a moan.
Yes, Una. Love it. That was the best piece of radio broadcasting I think I've ever heard.
Don't you encourage her.
Yes. Like driving my car, not named Karen, but so team petition free the Karen. I reckon we should call him Mike, just to balance this out a bit, because Mike did bring it on himself this morning with that.
He did.
He did.
Unnecessary comment.
He did, yeah.
So yeah, I'm here for being a Mike. Free the Karen. Go for Mike.
Free the Karen, go for Mike.
Free the Karen, be the Mike. Yes, yes, yes.
You
I'm down with that.
Mike?
Yeah.
Good, Mike. All right. Grant, you've had your rant, you've had your day. Well done.
Well, hold on a second. No, keep them coming in. More suggestions. Oh, oh, oh.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning.
Anytime you want.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!